HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
गवर्नमेंट आप जो भी हो जहाँ भी हो प्लीज हमें आगे बचाओ या फिर आप प्लीज यहाँ पे बाय एयर कुछ भी भेजो इंडियन आर्मी को यहाँ पे प्लीज भेजो तभी शायद हम बच सकते हैं बाकी हमें नहीं लगता कि हम यहाँ पे बचेंगे या फिर हम यहाँ से कहीं जाना हमारे लिए सेफ है.
Please pass this message on to all your friends, all your colleagues, that we are with them and we will guarantee their safe passage back. Pradhan Mantri Ji is in touch with the Ukrainian Rashtrapati Ji. The conversations are on to ensure that everyone is brought home safely. And we assure you कि एक-एक नागरिक को वापस अपने मातृभूमि में हम लोग सुरक्षित रखे ही चैन की सांस लेंगे.
You're listening to On the Record, a show where we usually speak to a big newsmaker about politics and policies. Today we're going to do something a little different. It's been more than a week since Russia invaded Ukraine and a war broke out on 24th February. We've all watched the events unfolding with horror, not just like the rest of the world, but because we have thousands of Indian nationals who are stranded there. Most of the 20,000 who were stranded there are young students pursuing their higher education as Ukraine promised them affordable higher education. When news reports started emerging of a possible strike, they were torn. Should they immediately leave and jeopardize their career, or could they stay and try to survive? Apparently, there were mixed signals that they received from their college authorities and from the Indian embassy. We speak to two students, 21-year-old Clifford Ben Samuel from Chennai and 24-year-old Devesha Chaudhary. Till the time of recording, Benny, as he likes to be called, was still stuck in Kharkiv while Devesha had escaped. Here are their stories in their own words.
Are you still at the train station?
Yeah.
And I can see from my watch it's going to be 6 o'clock.
Yes.
6 o'clock was the last deadline that the Indian embassy was insisting Indian nationals leave as fighting was going to intensify. Russia said that Ukrainians were holding Indians hostage and Ukraine made the same charge that Russians were also attacking Indians. But India denied that Indians were being held hostage. But Benny explains to us what was the situation on the ground and why he wasn't able to escape from Kharkiv.
I'm still stuck in Kharkiv. I don't know what to do. And we have been in radio station today, kicked, beaten up, and yeah, hidden badly. Not just guys, even girls here. They take girls and the pregnant women and kids, but they also take Russian guys as well when they are in need, like the exact empty spaces. But when it was an Indian girl who wants to go inside, they said, wait. They don't let them in. That was actually disappointing. They don't want to help us. They're trying to use us like hostages. It's quite frustrating and we lost the hope that we would be alive, but that's going to be a miracle if we're alive and we make it to India. But I don't know. I'm speechless. And yeah, so we're doing this for a long time, a journey that we're trying to save our life. And today we've been to the railway station for like more than 7 hours standing, finding train. We've been kicked and all stuff, as I told before. And end of the time, we got news from Indian embassy at around 2:30 for us, our time in Ukraine, saying that we have to get back to India. They have a notice saying that we have to get back to India or to cross the borders before 6 o'clock, which makes no sense. Like, you can't do that because it was like there was no train, there was no transport, and it was not possible at all. We couldn't do anything, just more than, you know, just telling our parents we're safe, being lying all the time. Like, we don't have to make them feel frustrated and worried. That's all we could do. But
can you tell me where you are right now and what's around you?
So I'm in a metro station now. It's called Vauxhall Metro Station, and we have walked around 7 kilometers under the Vauxhall metro station, that is the tunnel. So from one metro station to the other metro station, because that metro station has been missiling, because that's one of the main railway stations, so they've been missiling there also. But not very much damage to the place, but still, they don't want us to get into trouble, so they just shifted it to another metro station. So we've been walking through the tunnels for a long time, 7 kilometers, and we just reached here. And yeah, we just reached here, and there are many people here like me, Indians here, talking to the parents, and they don't know what to tell to the parents as well, because we're blank. We don't know what to do. India has to try to save us, but they actually telling they're going to save us, they're going to bring C-17 military aircraft, but end of the day, they didn't bring inside of Kyiv or Kharkiv. Kyiv is even more dangerous, but they evacuated all the people from Kyiv, but Kharkiv, they left it dumb. Once it happens to Kyiv, they should get the shit inside their head, and they should do something even better than they, what they did Kyiv, yeah? So they didn't do that to Kharkiv. That was actually, you know, it hurt it, but end of the day, they just feel like they want us, but they don't act accordingly. So all I can say that in the hostel days, where we stayed for all the 7 days, we didn't have electricity, and we didn't have food to stay. We just had like 3 days to food. When the food was just like bread, 2 bread packets, 3 bread packets for like 3 days, and an apple, and this is all.
And of course, you know, I think the tragic thing is that you've all been so traumatized. I mean, you lost your friend, right? Who died? He's your classmate.
He just went for some shopping, and we got news that he was being shot, which makes no sense. He was dead, shot dead. He was a student here, and he's dead. So it actually makes sense. Like, it makes you feel way depressed, and yeah, and the parents makes our parents more panicked, and that's all I guess. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know what to talk, but.
Yeah. No. Don't worry about it. You're doing fine.
Hopefully.
The government wanted Benny and other students stuck there to walk their way out of town. For Benny, that's 35 kilometers away. And he says it was just too cold. And he's scared that he'll be killed in the shelling while making his way out. So he's just going to try his luck by staying put where he is. He says he's just too tired. 24-year-old Devesha had better luck. On Tuesday night, a day before the deadline for Kharkiv was given, and 5 days after the war started, she managed to make her way out on a train. But it wasn't easy.
We were fortunate enough that metro station's doors were not closed, and it was not very crowded in the morning because people were not able to reach in the morning. And we were able to board. In fact, the girls and boys both were able to board, because in the trains, it is a criteria that, first of all, the pregnant females and the females with the children, mainly Ukrainian females, they will be boarded. After that, priority will be given to the Indian or any other nationality girls. Finally, we got the train, but we had constant fear of being bombarded by the Russian army, because we didn't know that we are going to live or we are not going to live. We actually helped as much as we can of the Ukrainians. We boarded all them in the train. It was too crowded that I don't know how to explain it. It was like a general dabba of our India. I had no space to even keep my other leg. My one leg was in the air only. So it was such condition over there. But, you know, we can suffer, but like these are the very small things in front of a person's life, right? So we can do whatever we can in order to help the foreigners. In fact, to help anybody. Well, some of the Ukrainians were very nice. They were thanking us. They were crying. Everybody was crying. Most of the Ukrainians were crying. They were thanking us. They were, hugging us badly. And some of the Ukrainians were also scolding us in their language, because Narendra Modi ji abstained in the conference, and they didn't support the Ukraine because of some political issues, and that's totally understandable for anybody, because Russia is in very good relation with the India, and so they were saying that we are at the fault also. They were scolding us also, But we can't do anything in that. Some of the Ukrainians were defending us. They were fighting. They were fighting a lot on this topic also. They were fighting for us also. Like some Ukrainians were fighting against us and some Ukrainians are fighting for us. We held everybody, but some of were in our favor also. I was quiet because I didn't know the language and someone was translating it for me. So I was just listening and making everyone, and I was saying again and again, please don't fight because of us. This is not the time. This is not the right time. I think it was around 15, 16 hours that we went to Lviv. 16 hour journey, we had to go by standing only because there was no seat to sit. We are going to Uzhgorod now. Let's see what happens. But some of our friends are still in Kharkiv and they are very scared and I don't know what is going to happen. Luckily, me and my friends, we make a group of around 150 students and we told them how to go and how to leave, but on your own responsibility and on your own risk, and ask or take permission from your families, and don't only we'll be able to help, because we can't take responsibility of anybody because we don't know about us only.
Divesha is now at a safe place, just waiting to be brought back to India in one of the evacuation flights.
So what's the plan now, Benny?
I don't know. Hopefully we stay alive.
You've been listening to On The Record. You can tune in to HD Smartcast to listen to more of our podcasts. And you can tweet us at HD Smartcast or me personally at Sunetra C. Thanks for listening.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.